Thursday, 9th week, Ordinary Time 1. Readings from Tobit and Mark. First reading, Tobit chapter 6, verse 11. Because you are entitled to her and to her inheritance, for you are her only eligible kinsman. When they reached Ecbatana and arrived at the house of Raguel, Sarah met them and greeted them. They returned her greeting, and she brought them into the house. So he communicated the proposal to Raguel. And Raguel said to Tobias, "Eat, drink, and be merry, for it is your right to take my child. But let me explain the true situation to you. I have given my daughter to 7 husbands, and when each came to her, he died in the night. But for the present, be merry." And Tobias said, "I will eat nothing here until you make a binding agreement with me." So Raguel said, "Take her right now in accordance with the law. You are her relative and she is yours. The merciful God will guide you both for the best." Then he called his daughter Sarah, and taking her by the hand, he gave her to Tobias to be his wife, saying, "Here she is, take her according to the law of Moses, and take her with you to your father." And he blessed them. Next he called his wife Edna, and took a scroll, and wrote out the contract. And they set their seals to it. When the door was shut and the two were alone, Tobias got up from the bed and said, "Sister, get up, and let us pray that the Lord may have mercy upon us." And Tobias began to pray, "Blessed art thou, O God of our fathers, and blessed be thy holy and glorious name forever. Let the heavens and all thy creatures bless thee. Thou made Adam, and he gave Eve his wife as a helper and support. From them the race of mankind has sprung. Thou dost say, it is not good that the man should be alone. Let us make a helper for him like himself. And now, O Lord, I am not taking this sister of mine because of lust, but with sincerity. Grant that I may find mercy and may grow old together with her." The Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verse 28. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, The first is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all your heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask him any question. Theme: to ask God and to love others are two most important commandments. In order to live happily and to attain the ultimate goal which God plans, people need to do what he teaches. That is to love God above all things and to sincerely love others. In today's readings illustrate the importance of these two commandments in our life. In the first reading, Tobias stated his goal when he marries Sarah. "O Lord, I am not taking this sister of mine because of lust, but with sincerity. Grant that I may find mercy and grow old together with her." And God blessed their marriage. In the Gospel, when asked by a scribe, which commandment is the first of all? Jesus answered, the first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Analysis. Reading 1. O Lord, I am not taking this sister of mine because of lust, but with sincerity. God plans and blesses the marriage between Tobias and Sarah. Yesterday we heard the prayers of Tobit and Sarah. Today we witness their sufferings turning to joy according to God's providence. He sent the archangel Raphael as Tobias's companion to guide him to fulfill all God's plans for his family and Sarah's family. An important event, but is passed by the lectionary, is Tobias's killing of the fish. He followed Raphael's guidance to save the fish's heart, liver, and gall for future use. The fish's heart and liver shall be used to exorcise the devil Asmodeus, who killed Sarah's 7 husbands, and its gall to heal his father's eyes. When they came close to Ecbatana, their destination, the angel said to the young man, brother, today we shall stay with Raguel. He is your relative, and he has an only daughter named Sarah. I will suggest that she be given to you in marriage, because you are entitled to her and to her inheritance, for you are her only eligible kinsman. When they reached Ecbatana and arrived at the house of Raguel, Sarah met them and greeted them. They returned her greeting, and she brought them into the house. So he communicated the proposal to Raguel. Raguel said to Tobias, eat, drink, and be merry, for it is your right to take my child. But let me explain the true situation to you. I have given my daughter to 7 husbands, and when each came to her, he died in the night. But for the present, be merry. Tobias said, I will eat nothing here until you make a binding agreement with me. Raguel said, take her right now in accordance with the law. You are her relative and she is yours. The merciful God will guide you both for the best. Then he called his daughter Sarah, and taking her by the hand, he gave her to Tobias to be his wife, saying, here she is, take her according to the law of Moses, and take her with you to your father. And he blessed them. Next he called his wife Edna, and took a scroll and wrote out the contract, and they set their seals to it. The new family's prayer. When the door was shut and the two were alone, Tobias got up from the bed and said, sister, get up and let us pray that the Lord may have mercy upon us. And Tobias began to pray, blessed art thou, O God of our fathers, and blessed be thy holy and glorious name forever. Let the heavens and all thy creatures bless thee. Thou made Adam and gave him Eve, his wife, as a helper and support. From them the race of mankind has sprung. Thou didst say, it is not good that the man should be alone. Let us make a helper for him like himself. And now, O Lord, I am not taking this sister of mine because of lust, but with sincerity. Grant that I may find mercy and may grow old together with her. The reason for Tobias's victory over the devil Asmodeus is the angel Raphael's guidance. Tobias took the fish's heart and liver and burned them outside of Sarah's door. This action caused Asmodeus to flee to Egypt, and he was seized by Raphael. Tobias and Sarah live together until the end of their life. Gospel. Love God and love others are the two most important commandments. Some wrong intentions of asking the question. The gospel in the last few days illustrated some kinds of people who questioned Jesus with their different intentions, questioning to find one's fault. Some Pharisees and those belonging to the Herodian party asked Jesus, should we pay tax for Caesar or not? Their intention was to find a cause to seize him. Either Jesus says yes or no. This dirty trick is still happening for religious leaders, questioning to prove the falsehood. The Sadducees ask Jesus, at the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her. These Sadducees didn't want to believe in the eternal life so that they could enjoy their life in this world, even though they could find proofs for eternal life in Scripture. Today there still exists many people like them. They don't want to believe in God so that they don't have to keep his teachings or to live at peace in their darkness. Questioning to show one's knowledge. Some ask a question to see if their opponents know what they know. Their purpose is to insult others or to display their knowledge. Searching for the truth. Those kinds of people might hide their wicked intentions from people, but they can't hide themselves from God because he sees through their mind. He knows who is sincerely searching for the truth. To those who have wicked intentions, Jesus displayed their falsity. To those who are sincerely looking for truth, as the scribe in today's passage, Jesus revealed the truth to him, which can be abbreviated as to love God above all and to love others. The scribe agreed with Jesus. He recognized the principle which stands behind the two commandments is the love people have for God and others, expressed by concrete actions such as to keep God's commandment and to help others. Whoever understands the principle and does it, they aren't far away from God's kingdom. Application in life. We should constantly review the first commandment in our life to see if we satisfy its requirement. Do we love God above everything? The main demand of the married covenant is the sincere and lasting love which the couple have for each other, not the temporal love of their flesh. Before entering marriage, a couple should differentiate between those two loves so that they might not be separated later. All things in this world shall be passing. The only thing that shall remain is true love. We should use all of our time and efforts to develop our love for God and others.